Welcome, 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 welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. I have my man, Jeff Cohen from the Heart of Sports back with us. What's up, Jeff? How you been, brother?
I'm doing well.
You doing well?
Not as well as you, considering this is your birthday week.
Yeah, man. You know, let me tell you this. Now, you know I have a twin sister, right?
Yeah.
So, Key, I have to give you a shout out on this.
But I'm assuming she's younger.
Yeah, about 3 minutes. About right? 3 minutes. Yeah, I think that's what it is, 3 minutes. But the thing is, you know, I'm always so used to being on the road on my birthday. Like, I'm always alone. Like, my birthday is like, okay, Keith, you know, you get up, you cover a summer league game, or maybe they're off that day and you go to practice, and you always spend it that night having a meal alone, right? You go take myself to a restaurant and eat by myself. And so
I hope it's a good restaurant.
Yeah, a good restaurant. Sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then one time I went
depending on the city you're in.
Yeah, depending on the city. So I do that. And this year, my sister's like, hey, let's do something. Let's celebrate. Now, mind you, stuff was happening. I'm trying to take care of some stuff at the house. I'm trying to do all this and that. About time I got done all my work and everything, it's like 11 o'clock at night. And my sister was so pissed. So the next day I go over there and, you know, I do something. But it's weird. Like, I'm, you know, women, ladies, they really, like us guys, sometimes we're like, oh, it's no big deal. But to my sister and to, like, all my female friends, they were like, dude, like, that's a special day for her. And for y'all, like, you know what I mean, you guys are twins. This is the first time in 7 years that you were in the same city as her to spend it. And I'm like, yeah, you got a point. So I just know I have to do way better next year.
So here's your chance. Say your apology to your sister.
Yeah.
And say you'll do better next year.
Kia, I'm sorry, not sorry. It's like, let me plan. Like, Key, I'm sorry, and I'll do better next year. I told her that yesterday. I was over there yesterday, and, you know, I spent some time with her, and we chatted. I mean, we had a great time, but I promise to do better next year, you know? But you know what? I'm going to be real with you, Jeff. We could talk about the NBA. We could talk about a lot of things, but, you know, you and I, we keep in contact, you know, throughout the week, a lot via text messages. Hey, did you see this? Did you see that? And, you know, DeSean Jackson made a comment, earlier this week. And, initially when I first saw it, like, everyone's like, hey, you got to see it. And I'm like, what did he say? What did he say? So, you know, I go to his Instagram, and the first thing I saw was Hitler. And then, like, I read a little bit, and then I just couldn't do it again. Because, you know, and now come to find out, Hitler didn't say those things. He believed he did. But you started off wrong when you quoted something from Hitler, in my opinion, right? And then, you know, your profession, outside of this, you're a lawyer, right? And I say this sometimes, and I hope this isn't wrong to say, but I feel like when people have apologies the way they do, they got lawyered up. like, you know what I mean? Like your lawyer comes, and I don't mean to make light of it, but I hate to say it, though, but I don't. And when I deal with professional sports, and when you see these guys, they come out and they make a stance, and then within hours or days later, they're reading something and they're saying how sorry they are. I don't buy it. I mean, I just don't. And the reason why I'm hurt about what he said, not first of all, is hate. And then you're trying to make it seem like, and maybe, who knows, maybe he was mixed up. But the ignorance isn't an excuse at this particular time when you're as old as he is. Secondly, you know, right now we're going through a movement, Black Lives Matter movement, right? And we're trying to say to people that, hey, we want everyone to be created equal. That's what Black Lives Matter means. Like, it's not above, it's we want everyone to be created equal. And when you come out and you make a statement like this, it's counterproductive. It destroys certain things. And secondly, why are you attacking a group of people, or why are you coming at a group of people that didn't do anything to us? Like, the Jewish people are, when you look at the history, they've been persecuted just like us, right? So those white supremacists that you've supposedly saying that these are the people that you're talking about, dude, they don't like Jewish people just like we don't. A prime example, and I don't mean to share this with, I hope I'm not apologizing to you, or I hope I'm not offending you. I'm not sharing anything. You and I, earlier in the school year, we were talking about colleges. And we were talking about safe places for places in this country who were, you know, they may view people differently. And we talked about it, you know, for your son and stuff like that. And then I was like, hey, look, man, and there's a certain place where I lived at, and they view some Jewish people, they view Jewish people as if they view black folks, right? We had that discussion. And I said, I think you may, and I'm not going to name the school or anything, but I said, I think you may need to do your research before you send your son there. So what I'm trying to say is, the same stuff that I go through and same stuff that I'm going to have conversations with my daughter, there's certain places in this country that you have to have that conversation with your kids. You understand what I'm saying? So when I see a statement like this, it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't divide us, man. We don't need this. No, no. You got to do your research, bro. You got to do your research. And it kind of hurt my heart. I'm going to be honest with you. It really hurt my heart.
Well, why don't we take this in parts? Let's first take the statement itself that he tweeted or retweeted or put on his Instagram page. You're right. If it's preceded by Hitler said, I'm not quite sure, other than if a historian says it in the context of a history class, there is anything that you could possibly say that would be more divisive than quoting Hitler and praising Hitler. It just doesn't come out right. The fact that it was so uninformed that it apparently wasn't even a quote by him shows you how little thought went into it. And if you're going to quote Hitler and you don't mean to offend, then you know what? We have the internet at our fingertips on all of our phones, and you can find the right sources of information to educate yourself. And that's what you should do. Because if you're so out of touch that you don't realize you're going to offend someone, I mean, it's not, when you say Hitler, yes, 6 million plus Jews were killed. Many other people were killed. If you go back and look at the history of what that was, it was a purging of anyone who didn't look like a certain person. So there's a lot more to it. Everybody should be offended by that. Even people who look like that should be offended by that, because this is about us all. You know, you posted, I don't know where you got it, or I don't know if you were very artistically inclined, but you posted a thing where it said Black Lives Matter doesn't mean this, and it was one arm with a certain shade above others. And then you said, this is what it means, and it's all shades equally raised. And that's what this should all be about. It shouldn't be about Hitler. And so what disturbed me most wasn't just what Deshaun said, because, or what Deshaun tweeted or Instagram storied or whatever it was. It was a reaction of other people to it, some positive, some not helpful. As far as what Deshaun did, I'm glad that the organization, the Eagles, have immediately responded to it. I'm actually glad that he wasn't fired right away. I believe that the whole point should be, if we're going to operate in a society that gets better, is we all get better. So if he's genuine about it, and he learns and educates himself about it, and it makes him a better person and helps people bring people together, I hope that's what comes out of it. Well, my concern is, and you use the phrase lawyer up, and it doesn't offend me, but when it comes to athletes, I don't think it's lawyering up. It's PRing up.
Yeah.
So when Deshaun says this, and then he comes out with a statement that says, you know, I'm sorry if I offended anyone, that kind of offends me even more. Because what you're saying is, I just want to shut you up. I want this to all go away. What I want to know from Deshaun, and I still don't have an answer to, is what did you mean by it? Don't tell me that you're sorry if you offended me and you didn't mean anything by it. You had to mean something by it. You had some feeling, some emotion, some reason to retweet this and post this. And that's what I want to know. Because if I don't know that, then I don't know what was in your heart. I don't know what you were talking about. What concerns me most, and this is from the basketball angle, is the reaction of people like Steven Jackson. When I sent that to you, I could tell in your text how much it pained you, because Steven Jackson is now a voice and a face of the Black Lives Matter movement, especially because of his relationship to George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Once you see the reaction of people, see, unlike what Deshaun did, where he probably just did it instantaneously as he was reading it, Steven Jackson's now had the benefit of time. And he's doubled down on what Deshaun Jackson said. And that hurts from so many different angles. I mean, I'm more interested in what you have to say about that. How did you react to Steven Jackson saying that Deshaun was right about what he did?
You know, I was really disappointed, man. I was like as I responded to you via text, I was speechless. I mean, when you sent that to me and I saw it, the thing was just wild. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. Like, no, not you, Steve. Like, nah, come on, man. No, like, you know, right now you're out here. Believe it or not, you know, he has his podcast, and, you know, he's on social media, and I felt like he was uniting people, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like right now, it was one of his best friends. He called him his brother, you know, with the daughter, the whole nine. He's making sure she's going to be taken care of, and I don't really know Stack. Like, I don't know, you know, I mean, because I just don't. I know friends who... reporter friends who do, and they all praise, they love him. And when I saw that, I was heartbroken. And, you know, then you go back and you read some of the things he says, and then, you know, he comes back again with the, you know, realizing that, hey, this is a bad look. Like, this backfired on me. And he's saying, hey, you know, excuse my French, but F Hitler, and I love the Jews. You know, something like that. And it's like, dude, You know, maybe you should have said that beforehand. Like, you know, maybe you should have said, hey, look, F Hitler, I love Jewish people, this and that. And then say, like, I don't stand by what Deshaun said. Maybe after talking to him, maybe this is what he meant to say. Maybe. Like, I don't know. Or maybe you just, like, say, hey, I don't... like, let's leave this alone. But what I'm just trying to say is, like, you know, you're trying to support someone. You're trying to stand with them. And it's just a bad... I mean, you basically threw gasoline on a fire. You know what I mean? Because this comes out after they have this apology and all this. And this comes out the next day, you know, and it just, to me, it hurts. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. And the reason why it hurts, y'all, because, and I just want people to know, all right, so my Facebook friends, and maybe I shouldn't be this way. You know, maybe I should just be one of these reporters who, as some of my friends say, like, shut up and just cover sports, right? Just worry about the X's and O's and all this other stuff, right? And if Jeff's a Facebook friend of mine, you know, I communicate about stuff. And I'll have, like, Stop Racism. That was my photo for a while. And then I'll have other things. And sometimes, you know, people like it. Sometimes they don't. And I feel like that's just, at this particular time, I feel like if I have to use my platform to educate people, then so be it. But I also have certain friends who get offended by that. They do. And I know that. And I lost some friends over it. But my thing is, if I'm trying to, like, say, hey, we as a people, and my people, black people, are trying to, like, become at the table and be equal, like you said, with my Black Lives Matter thing, then what you're doing is, I can't have people tearing down other races. Because if I'm trying to unite the races, and if I'm trying to raise my daughter to be, hey, you know what? Everybody's not racist. You know what I mean? We can all get along. You know, yes, daddy experienced things growing up, and you're going to see some things. But I want you to know that people have a great heart for the most part. When we got to unite, and if I'm asking and I'm praying and I'm asking people to unite, and then next thing you know, you got people on social media saying racist things, everything that I did, it just destroys it. Because what people are saying is, they look at them and like, see, Keith, you know, you understand what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's like a wrong, just because racism is racism. Just because of a white person is racist to a black person or a minority, that's bad. But if you turn around and it's the other way, that's equally bad.
Yeah, well, you know, we are Facebook friends, and we do share these things, and you know, I've lost friends, I believe, too, over some of the things that I have posted, but what I try to do is, when I'm posting, is not put other people down.
Yeah.
What you want to do, and you do that. You do that in your writing. You do that in the things that you post. I've never seen anything where you're putting somebody down. And when I saw the initial, you know, the people have been joking that DeSean Jackson's now issued more apologies than he's played games for the Eagles since he's returned. And you know, one of those apologies was something akin to, he was just trying to raise his people up. And to me, putting somebody else down by raising yourself or a group of people up is oppression. I mean, that's really the definition. The idea of a healthy society is us all being able to have a conversation, all respecting each other and treating each other equally. That's what we want. That should be the goal of every person. Who wants to live in a healthy, you know, great society. Putting somebody down in order to make yourself better or feel better does nothing except create more hate. And that's the kind of thing that I was offended by, was not even just not the initial comments. It was the reaction. It was the half-hearted apology and then the, you know, I'm just trying to make myself feel better. If you feel better by making somebody else feel horrible, what have you accomplished? I feel horrible if I make somebody else feel bad. Trust me, I live with a lot of guilt. Exactly. But, you know, I have seen positives out of this. I don't know if you saw Pittsburgh Steelers offensive tackle Zach Banner tweeted something. And he said, if you don't mind, let me just read it quickly. He said, there's a common misbelief among black and brown people that Jewish people are just like any other white race, Banner said in the video. You mix them up with the rest of the majority and you don't understand that they're a minority as well. He said he learned as much when he went to USC and referenced the 2018 Tree of Life synagogue shooting. And then he went on to say, we need to understand that Jewish people deal with the same amount of hate and similar hardship and hard times. When we talk about Black Lives Matter and we talk about elevating ourselves, we can't do that while stepping on the back of other people. That's the kind of healthy discussion that athletes and the rest of us should be having, is educating ourselves and understanding. I mean, you and I had the, just like you mentioned, we had the discussion about a certain university, and this wasn't a small university. This was a really well-known university, very well-respected, but there are problems, just like there are problems in society, and one of the problems was this university does not have a lot of Jews, doesn't have a lot of African-Americans. It just, you know, it, that's just the way they are, and you know, I'm confident that my kid is smart enough and empathetic enough that he would be fine there, but it was a discussion that we had, and he chose to go somewhere else. And that's the kind of thing that we need to do, is we all need to talk and find a way forward. And I'm telling you, that some of the comments that I've heard this week, just they sad me. I don't get angry anymore. I just get sad that this is kind of where we've ended up, is that people are not coming together. There's a lot of good. Look, what the NBA is doing in their return, I think there's a lot of good coming out of it. But every once in a while, somebody says something that's just plain stupid or just ignorant. And there's absolutely no good reason to be ignorant. We have so many things out there that we can educate ourselves by looking at and reading about. But we have so many good people around every one of us that we can learn from. I mean, I remember a few weeks ago, you and I were doing a podcast, and I came on and I was wearing a master's hat, and you made a comment to me, and I can honestly say, as liberal as people seem to think I am, that never crossed my mind, because I never had that experience. And because you were there to tell me that, I left that podcast and went and did research.
Yeah.
And I learned something from it. I don't understand why it's so hard for people to learn from, especially from the people around them that they respect.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't mean for you to take the hat off. You didn't have to, but yeah, it like
no, but
it,
I, but,
you learned, yeah, the history. Is, Keith, I know.
But, I didn't say, well, I'm just not going to wear it because of the comment that he made.
Yeah.
I said, okay, he's made this comment. I'm going to go look it up and then make my own judgment. And my own judgment was, okay, if this is something that bothers somebody, why do I have to do something that bothers somebody? The whole point is I want to be able to get along with people. I want everybody to feel equal, especially in my presence.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I appreciate
so
that.
To me, that was simple. I could spend 15 minutes. I ended up spending hours on it. I mean, I like to educate myself on this kind of stuff. So it was something that I'm glad you brought to my attention. And had you not brought it to my attention, I don't know if other people would have made comments, or whether kept it internally or wouldn't thought anything at all. But the fact is, I felt better about it because afterwards I educated myself more and I was able to understand somebody better.
Yeah, yeah. And for people, just to let you guys know, I lived in Virginia, I lived in North Carolina, I lived in South Carolina, I lived in Georgia. And, you know, the Masters is one of the top golf tournaments around, and
it's one of the four majors.
Yeah, one of the four majors, and I just never got into it. I mean, maybe when I was a kid I did, but when I moved down south and I saw how the history of the club, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I've been on plantations before, right? Hell, like, let you know, my wife is from rural South Carolina, and when you drive down the roads, one day I said to her, hey, what's down there? And she was like, that's where the plantations are. And I was like, really? And I was like, okay, let's check it out one day. And she was like, oh, it's about to get dark, let's do it tomorrow. I was like, all right. So we go there, dude. And you know how, like, you drive up on the Masters and they say you see the trees and it's all picturesque and it looks beautiful and this and that and everybody's praising it and all that? Well, shit, that's what it looks like when you drive up on the plantation. Like, because, like, dude, the road, the gate from the entrance, you're going to go down miles before you get to to the house and all that, right? And you're looking at it, you're like, oh my God. Like, this reminds me of, like, you know, driving up on the Masters. But then once you get there and you see, like, the field and some, like, they preserve these plantations, right? So you still see, like, the big house, and then you see the shacks on the other side, like the slave quarters, and you're saying, like, how could people live here? And then when you see, when every time the Masters are on, and you see the TV cameras, and they're always, like, you know, like, someone's driving in the car, and they're going past the trees, I cringe, because I know exactly where they're headed. You know what I mean? Because that's like a plantation. And you look
at it. Well, it was.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
The Master's course was built on a plantation.
And I'm telling you.
There was a point. So here's what I think I learned, was it was built on a plantation, that there was a point at which all caddies had to be African-Americans,
yeah.
That there were not allowed African-Americans to play on the course until, I think, Lee Elder was the first PGA yeah. player that played on it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't allow an African-American member, I think, until the 90s. They didn't have a woman until very recently as a member. So it did raise my awareness of the whole situation. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to watch the golf tournament. It just means, okay, I've learned something, and I've learned to appreciate another position. And you know what? Maybe the tournament should change its name just to the Augusta National Invitational, which I believe is what its name used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And for people that say, oh, there they go again, they want to change this cancel culture. No, it's not. It's a question of whether or not this is offensive to people. And I'm not saying if it's offensive to one person for some irrational reason. This is a rational, logical reason in a time that we are finally, hopefully, understanding each other better to the point that we're going to fix this, that we're going to evolve as a society instead of just saying, okay, we'll do a little bit and then we don't have to do anymore. Let's just find a way to fix this and fix it now and do it the right way.
Bingo. You're right, man. You're right. I'm impressed you did the research, but I shouldn't be shocked. Hey, but Jeff, how can people follow you, Jeff?
You can follow me on, first of all, you can do it by just listening to The Heart of Sports. You can get the podcast, which is the repeats of the live shows. We also do a midweek OTA, me and Jason Springer. We do all our shows together. Have a great time. Debate when we have to. Sometimes our board op keeps saying that we should record the stuff before the show, because that's when we get into the heated argument.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you can listen to us on 610 ESPN in Philadelphia. Catch us on any podcast anywhere. Listen to us on TuneIn. You know, every once in a while you'll catch Keith on our show talking about his lack of ability to plan a good vacation.
I know. You got me thinking about Jason going to Hawaii complaining. Can you imagine, like, last year? I didn't mean to cut you off. But last year, he's on Hawaii. He's on the beach with his wife, and he's calling in. Like, hey, you remember, what are you guys doing while he was on vacation?
Well, so Jason called me, and he's like, you know, I listened to the podcast you did with Keith last week, and he said that he did a staycation and he didn't go anywhere. Obviously, he doesn't know how to vacation right. I'm going to explain it to him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Jason, you don't know how to vacation right either, because you're in Hawaii, and you're calling into the show that Keith and I are doing.
I know, right? You know, it's crazy.
Like, so let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Here, and maybe the people on your podcast want to, like, tweet to you or something afterwards. Which is worse as a husband? Going to Hawaii and saying, sorry, I'm going to go do some work, or taking a vacation at home and spending it completely with your family? Which one do you think you'd get in more trouble for? Not going anywhere? Or going somewhere and not spending your time with them.
Wow, going somewhere and not spending any time with them. I would think, because yeah. You know, because Yeah.
Now I'm taking it to the extreme because I know that Jason's like the ultimate family man, and I'm sure he spent every waking moment with them other than when he does. But I'm taking it to the extreme now and saying which one would be worse if he had done that.
Yeah, that's worse. I mean, because I can see it now. I mean, wow. You know, wow. That's why, like, people are saying, hey, are you going to take your family? Like, do you take them on road trips and stuff like that? It's kind of tough because I know I'm always working. And then it's like, well, can we do this? No, I can't. I can't. You know what I mean? So, to me, that's kind of like a slap in the face.
Yeah, what you do, it would be nearly impossible. Because, yeah. Look, I've seen you at work. And yeah. For people who don't understand, it's not just going to the game for 3 hours. It's the pregame. It's the postgame. It's going to the practice. It's talking to the players. And writing the story.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a full-day job. And I can't tell you people how many times Keith and I were supposed to do something or tape something where he goes, hey, can I put it off? Because something's breaking.
Yeah.
That's the nature of the business that you're in. So I can't see you taking them because – unless you say, here, I'm going to take you to Orlando and you go have fun. But you're not going to be spending time with them.
Nah. Hey, but hey, y'all, I want to thank y'all for listening. I want to thank my man Jeff for coming on the show. And like he said, you got to listen to that show, The Heart of Sports. I'm not just saying this because he's here. I enjoy the show. It's one of the best shows around. So much so that ESPN is always having their talent come to them. Now, that says, that I know people may say, what are you talking about, Keith? But what I'm saying is that a lot of, when ESPN wants stuff to go out there and they want their guys to basically talk on shows, they make a point to have them on The Heart of Sports. So that says a lot. I mean,
and just so you know, tomorrow we're going to have Michael Collins on.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, so, who happens to be a local guy. He's a Lancaster guy. So we'll talk golf with him, and we'll talk all Philly sports.
All right. So listen, y'all, I want you guys to come back because I'm trying to have Jeff on the show again tomorrow on the podcast to talk about the restart. But I want you guys to have a great day. Thank you very much. All right, Jeff. Peace.
Yep.